Jason Richardson in a moment. This is our last segment, Wisp. Normally we'd have another break, but we're going up to wherever we go up to, and then they've got to do a studio swap. So
okay, that's because of the thing that's broken.
No,
here, is
it? It's not. Hey, this is a great suggestion. This could be the texter of the week. I was watching the individual medley yesterday. This is Austin from Ballarat. I noticed the order is uniform, so everyone has to swim, you know, whatever it is, backstroke, breaststroke, yep. Butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle. He says, don't you think it'd add entertainment if the individual swimmers could pick the order? That'd add some tactical dimension to it.
Yeah, no, I love that idea.
I love that idea.
Yeah. There was the mixed relay last night too. Did you see that?
No, I did not
see
that.
Is that something new too? No, I like mixing it up and just changing.
Right, here's the medley at the start. There's two in the two might be in the pool ready to start with a backstroke. Couple might kick off with butterfly, freestyle. I think that'd be fantastic.
Yep,
there might be some reason why you can't do it, but
I can't.
I love it.
Why? I can't think of a reason why you couldn't, other than the tradition of the event.
Shake it up. Maybe the mixed relay, which is this the first time the mixed individual. Is that a medley relay, the mixed, or not? Or just mixed relay?
I think it was medley. It was medley.
Well, maybe that might be the time to do it. We found him. Someone told me that he's at Giorgio's in Malvern Road. Jason Richardson joins us. Go, Richo.
Had to guess. That's exactly where I am at the moment, having a little bit of brekkie, getting ready to launch it. Track and field starts today, ladies and gentlemen. The Olympics is about to start. Fantastic.
Hey, before you go any further, I just want to commend you on a couple of interviews that you've done. I thought you were fantastic the other day with Sally Fitzgibbons. That was really emotional. And your stuff with Owen Wright, I thought you did an unbelievable job with that as well. Well done to you.
Thank you very much, mate. I don't know with you, as much as I love you dearly, whether you're being sincere, but I'll pretend that you are and I'll just embrace that.
I am. I was going to say it's disappointing that you haven't been able to get a gold medal for us at this stage, but I'm sure you're going to be able to do that in the track and field.
Well, thank God I got to the surfing, because there has been some questions asked from home whether or not I have just faked being here, that I'm actually heading off with a little something out wide, that I haven't had a lot of pin-style camera time.
Something so, out wide.
Thank God the second field. Yes, exactly.
No, Lewis Martin's been asking the same thing at Channel 7, actually. Is Richard really over there in Tokyo?
Hey, it's a very fair point. Hey, go on, please, G.
Can you tell me, I've been talking to Tim all week. It's just me. I know I'm stupid, but I need to know what's happening at what time. So the track's on today. What can we look forward to and at what times?
Well, in fact, I've got the schedule right in front of me. So at 9:15 Tokyo time, which is 10:15 your time, men's high jump. So Brandon Stark starts his qualifying. So that's Mitch's brother, Commonwealth champion, number 5 in the world. Terrific. We've got 3 debutantes 15 minutes later running in the men's steeplechase. The men's discus qualifying with Matt Denny, who was silver in the hammer throw at Commonwealth Games and 4th in the discus. He starts his campaign. At 11:25 Melbourne time, the women's 800 metres with Katrina Bissett, the Australian record holder, who's run 1:58 for 800 metres. Think about that for a moment. Go out to a track and sprint around 2 laps and see if you can do it in 1:58. She's a star, so she'll be going through to the next round, I would have thought. Morgan Mitchell's in that race as well. Men's 400 hurdles at 12:25. We don't have a representative there. And then at 1:15 your time, the women's 100 metres kicks off with Australia having one representative in Hannah Bassich, which is fantastic. She's a great story. Oh. She was a star junior who went to the World Juniors, and everyone thought that she was going to be the next great thing. She went on, a bit of a gap year, went around Europe and decided just to enjoy life. So she had 4 or 5 years where she pretty much just enjoyed life and was a normal teenager, a normal young lady in her 20s. Due to COVID, she actually got in lockdown and decided, you know what, I'm going to start to train hard. I want to be an Olympian. She has taken half a second off her PB. She's the third fastest Australian in history. and she makes her way to Olympic Games. It's a great story.
Unbelievable story. It's in The Age this morning, actually. The family, the background story, where they've come from as well. That is an amazing story. Who, of all our athletes that are going to compete in the track and field, Richo, who is our, or who are our best medal chances, do you think?
I think our best medal chance is actually in the women's high jump. Nicola McDermott is a very, very quirky cat. You'll really enjoy her. She has this journal that every single jump that she does, and she does all around the world, she's number three in the world at the moment. She's jumped 201 for high jump. She's the first Australian woman to go over 2 metres. She broke 2 metres in Sydney, and then she went over to Europe and jumped 201. She has a little journal, and she sits down after every jump, crosses her legs, sits down with her little pen and a journal, and she gives herself a mark out of 5 or 6 different categories out of 10, how she did that jump. Sits there, makes a few little diagrams, gives herself a tick, puts the journal away and gets ready for her next jump. She is a fascinating character. Eleanor Patterson's in that high jump as well. We could have two Aussies who are in an Olympic final there. I think our Australian audience needs to just lower their expectation when it comes to track and field versus what we've seen in the first week with swimming. We do this every Olympic Games. I mean, athletics is over 200 nations that are going to compete. You've got the power of the Africans in the distance running. The Americans are so strong across the board. The European strength where track and field and athletics is so strong. And then, of course, the Caribbean for the sprinters. So it's a big task for the Aussies. Making an Olympic final will be huge for a lot of our competitors. But if you have to pick one, it will be the women's high jump. I reckon we can medal there.
All right, that sounds great. We have, and I appreciate exactly what you're saying. It's a different sort of perspective and different level of expectation. But our distance runners have had a great preparation, have they not?
Oh, they certainly have. And we've got a unique situation where we've got 3 men in the 800 metres who have qualified, 3 men in the 1500 metres that are racing as well, a couple in the 5000 metres. We've got Pat Tiernan running tonight in the men's 10,000 metres final. So that's going to be compelling viewing about 9 o'clock Tokyo time, about 10 o'clock tonight. Sit back and listen to the best 26 minutes of sport you'll see with Bruce McAvaney calling that. 3 Ugandans versus 3 Kenyans versus 3 Ethiopians. It will be extraordinary with an Aussie there trying to mix it. They'll run a touch over 26 minutes for 10,000 metres tonight on the track. It'll be awesome. The sparks will be flying there. So that'll be sensational. Hey, boys, I might have done myself a mischief in the hotel. I need to share it with you because you're two of my closest.
Oh, no.
Well, we've got issues in regards to we can't exercise, as you know, and G, you know in particular how much we all love to exercise, our former great athletes. So I went and did some run-throughs down the hallway. I hadn't really thought it through too much in the hotel because one of the maids came out at the wrong time and there was a serious clash at high velocity down the hallway.
Well, high contact, intentional? What? Where was it?
Well, it wasn't intentional. It was unintentional, but the contact was high. I think there's medical staff been involved, and I've been put on probation from the hotel. No more running down the hallways.
No, well, that's probably a good idea. Hey, just where will you be? So for all of our listeners, because there is a lot of doubt as to whether or not you're over there. So are you gonna? Are you restricted to an area today or not?
Yeah, I'm in the mixed zone. So due to quarantine, you're allowed in your hotel and you're allowed in the venue, but you're not allowed to stop in the car between. Right. So you can't go to lunch or go to dinner, etc., and mix with the general public. That's for the first 15 days. So I think I'm on day 13 at the moment. So freedom is not too far away. But for me, I'll be in the mixed zone. So the athletes finish, then they'll be walking through what's called the mix zone, where they get to be interviewed by all the various nations. Interesting, the different protocols going on. I know a lot of our Australian audience is very frustrated with the Australian athletes all in masks. Mm. It's not necessarily the same for the other athletes around the world, I can assure you of that. So very different protocols depending on the nations. The European nations in particular have just got on with life when it comes to COVID. So if you're dealing with a lot of European athletes, you see them all interviewed, there's not a mask in sight, whereas our Aussies are certainly playing very much by the rules.
And did you get a sense of the Jess Fox excitement yesterday too, Richo?
Oh, I certainly did, mate. I had an afternoon doing some prep, and I got the Express VPN, so my computer thought that I was in Sydney, and I was able to sit and watch it all. What a great story. Can you imagine what was going through her mind when she's just about to take off in that paddle, when all the disappointment, and we say disappointment, I mean, she's been in Olympic silver and Olympic bronze medals. That's not that disappointing, but when you're striving for gold, she was shattered by her bronze medal earlier on in the week. To overcome all that is just fantastic. And that's what we love about this. I mean, the Owen Wright story, for anyone who hasn't followed, just Google Owen Wright. He got a bronze medal for us in surfing, and Tim touched on that before. A bronze medal in surfing 6 years after he had the most severe brain injury when he had a surfing accident in Hawaii. He basically had a year where he could not lift the blinds because of the lights. He had to learn how to talk, walk, let alone surf. And 6 years later, he won an Olympic bronze medal. He mentioned it in his post-event interview about traumatic brain injury, how much work he's doing with people who have gone through that to try to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel. That's what we love about the Olympics. Some of these incredible stories.
We are everywhere, and we are loving it. And quite seriously, we're loving your work as well, my friend. So enjoy the track. We'll be watching and listening, and we'll talk again next week. Thanks for giving us some time.
Just call me any time, please.
I will.
Put me on
even
rotation.
When I've got nothing to do on
is
the weekend,
true that
I'll
Tempo,
call you.
Is Tempo, is he our other one?
He's been the star. He's been the star of the Olympics so far.
I've heard that.
You're going to come into your own now. We're going to go. Jason Richardson, live from Tokyo. Tokyo 2020, live, free, and HD 7, 7+.